Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. And here's a pop quiz, okay? Which American state takes in the most international refugees every year? If you guessed California or New York, the answer is no. For the last 4 years, Texas has led the nation in accepting more refugees than any other state. In 2015 alone, more than 6,600 refugees have come to Texas, with eight cities receiving more than 100 each. But in the wake of last month's attacks in Paris, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that his state is reconsidering its position on refugees. Earlier this month, Texas filed a lawsuit against the International Rescue Committee for failing to follow Abbott's orders to stop the relocation of Syrian refugees in Texas. Abbott talked about it in an appearance on Capitol Hill earlier this month, along with Texas Senator and Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz.
ISIS's capabilities have eluded even the President of the United States. That is why Texas and other states are doing even more to ensure that we safeguard security of the citizens of our states.
Now, not all leaders in Texas agree with their governor's position here. Mike Rawlings is the mayor of Dallas. His city has taken in more than 1,400 refugees from around the world so far this year. He says that it's the spirit of Dallas to help refugees in crisis, not to turn them away.
I'm very proud of the faith-based community here in the Dallas area and citizens that are stepping up and saying the practical matter of this is refugees themselves do not cause us harm. There have been no terrorist attacks since 9/11 because of refugees.
So what's going on here as you look at this as a community leader, as a politician?
Well, I think there is a... First of all, ISIS is very evil and very bad, and we've all got to agree that we have to do everything in our power to destroy them. And what I'm saying by that is that we've got to discipline our actions and our words to make sure we don't embolden them anymore, and that we put all our efforts against that. I think the infighting we're having in the United States is problematic to that degree. But also, I think what we're seeing is a more diversified world that we live in. We're talking about terrorism here, but then you can look at what's happening in the streets of Chicago and other cities as well, that there is a militancy out there and a diversification that's going on. And both of these things are colliding. And so it's very important for leaders to be steely-eyed, thoughtful, close their mouth at times, and do what's best for the end objective. In this case, destroying ISIS, and at the same time making sure that our community, our usness, is not destroyed at the same time.
It's a very interesting dynamic you're talking about, Mayor Rawlings, because you're talking about a situation up until now, I think, largely that presidents and national security advisors and secretaries of defense dealt with overseas at NATO, at the UN, in military headquarters. And now this is a dimension that's very real for hometown mayors, big city mayors and small town mayors after San Bernardino, that is very, very real. It's kind of a nexus of this international terrorism planning that we've been doing for more than a decade has really come home, and not in a theoretical way. I mean, this is new.
It's very practical. But it's not only terrorism. As we become a flatter world out there, a year and a few months ago, we dealt with Ebola, which was a immigrant. We are dealing with Central American young men and women that are trying to get out of the drug havens there. We've got 500 of them just south of Dallas settled. And how we deal with our internationalness and our safety at the same time. So we've got to be ever vigilant. We've got to make sure that we work closely with Homeland Security and all the federal agencies. But we can't just be so xenophobic that we shut ourselves off to everything else.
And so at the same time that I raise the point that there's a new nexus here between international and sort of local governance and security with ISIS and terrorism fears, at the same time that I raise that, I realize that there is a story being played out again as you talk about xenophobia after Ebola, or the question of whether to settle Central American teens or even ISIS in your community, or refugees, the fear of ISIS. I think back of fear of Catholics at the turn of the century, prejudice against Irish or Italian immigrants. There is a story here that's new, and there's a story that's been replayed again as though nothing's really new.
You know, it's an amazing story as well. It's a very human story. It's taking place on the church pews every Sunday, in synagogues, in community centers. Last week, I went to one of our places in our city where we have the most refugees and immigrant population, and we lit up trees in that area. They had not had holiday trees before, and I met a young girl from Burma, another girl from Vietnam, another girl from Syria, okay, and another girl from Central America, right here in Dallas, Texas. And I was realizing the 21st century, that is going to be the face of it. And we've got to be a new America as we approach these issues that we face. Believe in the historical foundations, but deal with it in a more contemporary way.
Do talk about, if you would, the calculation, the downside calculation, however. No politician, from yourself to anyone else in any city or any governor, wants to have an attack on their watch.
Well, anything can happen. And there's no question that someone could slip in, and 2 years from now, we could have this situation. Could it happen? Yes. I am focused on things that are more problematic. We had an attack on of two individuals from New Mexico that drove in Garland 6-9 months ago. Those are the things that I'm concerned about, and they're right here in our backyard.
Mayor Mike Rawlings of Dallas, thank you so much.
Thank you.